Technical note: diversity and activity patterns of medium and large terrestrial mammals in the Lapa Verde Wildlife Refuge, Heredia, Costa Rica. By Alejandro José Mati Trigueros, David Mati Trigueros, Jonathan Navarro Picadu, Liliana Piedra Castro. Abstract. Introduction. Wildlife refuges are crucial to improve connectivity in the context of biological corridors, as they conserve forest patches and consequently neotropical mammal populations. However, in order to devise conservation and management strategies, it is a priority to carry out field studies that validate these efforts and measure their effectiveness over time. Objective: to generate baseline information on the population status of medium and large terrestrial mammals and their activity patterns, to help the management and protection of the Lapa Verde Wildlife Refuge. Methods. We analyzed the camera trapping methodology by placing 13 camera traps per sampling block, divided in two blocks, 1855 ha, during January, February 2015 and December 2015. January 2016. Results. The sampling effort was 1584 nights, capturing 18 species with the presence of large and medium predators such as Panpironca, Canis latrans, Leopardus pardalis and Leopardus yedii, as well as species of prey such as Silvilagus sp, Dasypus novum cinctus, Dasypracta punctata and Cuniculus paca. The species with the highest RAI was D. punctate. The richness was similar between blocks. However, the patterns of circadian activity differed between some species, L. pardalis and D. punctata. Conclusions. Species such as jaguars and tapirs, that require large areas of land to settle, use these conservation blocks, which indicates the importance of the conservation of these blocks